Arlene Foster will meet with Tory leader Theresa May tomorrow with a deal expected to be agreed on the DUP propping up her government. It will see them support the Conservatives on a confidence and supply basis, joining them to vote down votes of no confidence and support things like the budget. But the DUP have a reputation as tough negotiators. What are they going to get in return? What are they going to bring back? Well, the former DUP MLA and Culture Minister, Nelson McCausland, with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Nelson. What are you going to bring back? What's your party going to bring back?
Well, all I can do is comment on the sort of things that might well be issues that they're raising. But this is all down to what can be agreed between Arlene Foster and Theresa May. The one thing is that at least Arlene Foster is going into those discussions in a very strong position, having had such a successful election. Certainly there'll be a determination there to have as much stability as possible at Westminster, and then it's the right thing to do, I think, for the party to reach that accommodation, particularly going into the Brexit negotiations there to ensure the best possible outcome for Northern Ireland. Parties were talking about their concerns about Brexit, but staying away from Westminster does nothing. Being there and trying to influence is important.
Well, of course, that's one of the pivotal questions, Nelson. Is it the right thing for the DUP to do? Are they putting the stability of the UK before the stability of Northern Ireland? How can Sinn Féin really expect that the British government are being honest brokers if the Tories are in bed with the DUP?
Well, I think Sinn Féin have never regarded Conservative governments as honest brokers. That's just the reality. In fact, if you look at the last exchange, I think, between Sinn Féin, or one of the last between Sinn Féin and James Brokenshire, that was a picture of them storming out of Stormont, shouting about the fact that all they'd got from James Brokenshire was waffle, waffle, waffle. And not long before that, you had Gerry Adams saying that Owen Paterson was a complete shoot. So if that's their attitude towards Secretary of State, I don't think you are ever really going to satisfy them.
Yeah, but look, but if your party does want a local government up and going here, then Sinn Féin have got to feel like they're at least getting a fair hand. Now, meanwhile, the chair of those negotiations to get a local executive up and going, Nelson, is in partnership with the DUP.
The reality is we are in a system whereby the local parties have to reach agreement. So therefore, as we've seen already, a party can veto whatever happens. And the powers there, Sinn Féin walked away from Stormont, collapsed Stormont, and wouldn't reach an accommodation because of all the red lines that they've drawn. So there is the potential in the existing arrangements for that to happen. So they've that sense of security in that regard. But if you're talking about parties coming to understandings with parties at Westminster, there's a long history of Sinn Féin themselves doing side deals with Labour Party governments. You've only to go back to the letters of comfort that were given to IRA men and women who were on the run. You've only to look at the way in which Sinn Féin negotiated a package of money to support the building and refurbishment of Irish language centres. There's a whole series of things there, and they understand the situation. The question is Sinn Féin really interested in bringing devolution to Northern Ireland, or is their interest now more south of the border in the Irish Republic?
But is the DUP more interested in propping up a Tory government or restoring the executive in Northern Ireland? Which are they more interested in?
Well, those two things are not mutually exclusive, and they are, in fact, are.
Well, they might be.
Well, no, only if Sinn Féin remain in transit. The truth is that both of those things are important. The media and your programme and others have highlighted the desire for devolution in Northern Ireland, but people also want to see stability. No, I'm directing a driver here in a car. People also want to see stability at Westminster, and the only party that can deliver that stability is by the Democratic Union.
But Nelson,
party.
It really comes down to this. Could the DUP be partly running Northern Ireland from Westminster?
No, I think that there's a limit to what happens with Westminster and some form of arrangement there. There's no substitute for good devolved government in Northern Ireland, where local ministers have the direct responsibility, rather than with the best will in the world, NIO ministers coming in and not having the same local knowledge and input.
Would you rule out, Nelson, DUP ministers at cabinet level in this new arrangement?
I'm no insight particularly into the details of the discussions, other than what I've heard on the media from Arlene Foster and Theresa May. And Arlene Foster has been speaking in terms of an arrangement. I think most people expect that to be some sort of confidence and supply arrangement. I would not anticipate, I would be very surprised if it went beyond that. It'll be some sort of informal arrangement, and therefore we're not talking about that sort of situation where DUP members held ministries in the government at Westminster.
There's a billboard that's probably going to come back to haunt your party. It's circulating on Twitter as we speak, actually. And this is referring to the time when the Conservatives and the Ulster Unionist Party teamed up in a pact in 2010 for the general election. And the DUP put a billboard around. Mm-hmm. Yep. I want an MP who answers to us, not to the Tories. I'm voting DUP.
And that's...
Well, that's coming back to bite you, isn't it?
No. It's only if people don't understand the context. The context was that Unionist MPs going to Westminster then were actually going to take the Conservative Party whip. That's not what we're talking about here. This is a very different arrangement. It's a more confidence and supply, an informal arrangement, rather than the sort of almost merging the Ulster Unionist Party into the Conservative Party. They were standing at that time as UKOMF, Conservative and Unionist new force. It didn't really go anywhere. This is very different. And what, I think there's no point to that.
What is it about the welfare-cutting Tory party that is attractive to the DUP?
Well, first of all, the reality is that it is the government. That's the fact, and that is what the electorate of the United Kingdom have chosen. But the DUP would not be reneging on its commitments in the manifesto, where it was very clear that they were saying that the sort of extreme austerity that is mooted sometimes by Conservatives is something that they would not sign up to. And without their
support, whatever's in your manifesto, you will insist upon. With the Tory government, like I'm talking about things like the triple lock.
The party has been very clear that they support the retention of the triple lock. If they vote accordingly, then Theresa May would not have the votes to get that through. Now, when you say I am not involved in those negotiations, I don't know the details of it. I'm simply commenting on it. The party has been very clear that they feel very strongly that the triple lock should be retained. Could I apologise to you, Stephen? I have another activity here to go to.
No problem.
Apologise.
No
Thank
problem.
You very much.
Thank you, Nelson. Morning to you. Andrew Murphy, columnist for Andersonstown News. Good morning to you.
Hiya, Stephen.
Well, will Sinn Féin be worried about this?
I'd be surprised if they weren't. I mean, you had a situation where the institutions were down because you had the lack of implementation of the previous agreements, and now we're looking at the very integrity of the Good Friday Agreement potentially being compromised. I think we're in a very serious situation today.
Why?
Well, you know, the Good Friday Agreement, the institutions are predicated on the Good Friday Agreement. So the Good Friday Agreement requires that you have the three strands that have robust integrity. Strand two around the cross-border nature of the agreement is under huge pressure from Brexit and the potential negotiations that are there. And I think a lot of energy was being focused there. And now we're looking at strand one. The institutions that are meant to be up and running on the basis of the agreement being in serious crisis because of the lack of implementation of previous agreements. And now one of the co-guarantors of the those agreements is in this arrangement with the DUP. And I think that that will affect the confidence of Sinn Féin and nationalism. And I think that we're in a bit, you know, there is a lot of work to be done now to see how it can be saved.
You heard Nelson McCausland refer to the On the Run letters, him saying that deals have been done in the past. I saw Ian Paisley saying something similar last night on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw a bit of that myself. I think I've kind of grasping at straws as well. I mean, I don't think at any point during the past 20 years have we seen anything that has happened that maybe, whether it was the RUC payments and gratuities that made it life easier for the DUP. And I have to say that the On the Run letters were the letters of comfort for people who were worried that they may be at risk of prosecution. I don't think that those things had ever went to the heart of the integrity of the institutions. Right now, we're looking at a crippled Tory government, minority government, who are putting together some form of deal with the DUP, where everything is on a by-your-leave basis from Arlene Foster's party, a party that has been in serious compromise in terms of the institutions since December, and there has been little indication that there has been an acknowledgement of the issues that go to the heart of those problems. And those issues were around observance of previous agreements, ensuring equal rights for Irish citizens, ensuring equal rights for the lesbian and gay community. And there's absolutely no acknowledgement that that has changed. So I think that people will be very worried today.